The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chicky is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hi, I'm Lyric Doobie, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Donna Chicky with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. Award-winning multi-genre artist Lyric Doobie plays and writes a variety of music that he has labeled Revolution Rock. Lyric garnered the 2019 International Singer-Songwriter Association for International Entertainer of the Year Award, held in Atlanta, Georgia, back in August. He was also nominated in three other categories, including Male Vocalist of the Year, Male Single of the Year for Come Around Again, and Male Rising Star. On March the 13th, he released a new EP and music video for Sudden Death of Stars. A partnership and endorsement was entered with Faith Guitars recently, and forthcoming in the near future is a much-anticipated acoustic album. Join me via Skype is singer-songwriter and guitarist Lyric Doobie, who will share his new EP and music video, as well as his latest endorsement. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. I'm delighted to have via Skype our award-winning multi-genre artist who developed his own style of music called Revolution Rock, singer-songwriter and guitarist Lyric Doobie. So nice to have you back on the show.
So great to be back. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, congratulations on your 2019 ISA International Entertainer of the Year Award. You were also nominated in three other categories, including Male Vocalist of the Year, Male Single of the Year for Come Around Again, and Male Rising Star for the International Singer-Songwriter Association that took place in August last year. So how did you feel about all these nominations?
To be honest, I was entirely surprised. At the time, I was right in the thick of my gigging season. I was playing pretty much 5 nights a week. And I got the email come in from my ISA rep. And she let me know saying, hey, you've been nominated. This is what's going on. And I was kind of shocked. I wish I could say I was just instantly over the moon, but it took a minute to sink in because I didn't realize the messages I was getting. I had been following the ISA awards when I was submitted, and it was definitely something I was interested in. And that email definitely meant a lot. So it was a kind of a surreal feeling, I guess you could say.
Wow. Well, congratulations. Tell us about your upcoming performance with your band in Atlanta, Georgia for ISA.
Yeah. So as, of course, I won the award, I was reached out by my rep once again, inviting me to come play as Entertainer of the Year, to be their main band to play while the awards are going on. And I couldn't be more honored. So first thing I did was, of course, contact my band and make sure everyone was good to go in a game, and we've been getting ready on our rehearsals, making sure we can follow through on the Entertainer of the Year award and really give a performance of our lifetime.
So a new EP and video is being released on March the 13th, titled Sudden Death of Stars. But before we delve into your new song, you recently participated at NAMM in Los Angeles. How was the show?
The show was absolutely fantastic. I'm happy to say I was there as a performer this year. I was playing for the Ernie Ball booth. We had a lot of new guitars coming out, a lot of new pedals and products. Got a chance to demo all the new stuff, happily played on stage alongside other amazing artists. It was a brilliant experience. It's always good to go back and see all my old LA friends and touch base with the companies that have been working with me over the years and make some new connections as well.
Oh, how nice. So I understand you have a partnership and an endorsement with Faith Guitars. Can you elaborate?
Of course. So as I was saying, I got a chance to connect with some old friends and companies I've been working with, and also connect with some new ones. One of the biggest was, or at least for me, was connecting with Faith Guitars. They're an absolutely brilliant company out of England, and they have been making some unbelievable guitars. So we connected up. They were actually directly across from another wonderful sponsor of mine, Tomewood Amps. Their booth was, like I said, right across the road there. And I started playing their instruments and instantly felt an acoustic endorsement is something that I've had in the past and was looking for again with a lot of upcoming music that I had on the way along with some performances. And the connection was just there. Like I said, we jived. It was the perfect mix. So we had some communications back and forth, and we ended up coming to a wonderful agreement. And I'm very proud to say I'm a Faith guitarist player, and I couldn't be happier.
Oh, and how are you enjoying these two new instruments?
They're stunning. There's no other word for it. So I got my hands on, as you said, two guitars. One is a standard acoustic, and the build quality is, as you can imagine, with any handmade guitar, out of this world. The second is actually something that's a little new to me. It's a baritone guitar. So it's tuned a couple octaves lower, a couple tones lower than a standard acoustic at B natural all the way through. And it's a completely different feel. And it's definitely something you're going to be hearing in my next albums.
And on that note, can you please introduce one of your songs?
Of course. The song is called Lost and Found off the Sudden Death of Stars EP.
Joining me via Skype is singer-songwriter and guitarist Lyric Doobie. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guest via Skype, Lyric Doobie. So Lyric, let's talk about your upcoming new release, Sudden Death of Stars, set for March the 13th. What inspired you to write this song?
The song actually came about in the name of the song, so I came up with first. It started out with just a one-liner that had really caught my attention. It's direct correlation. I truthfully don't remember. And it was just that one liner, wherever it came from, it stuck with me. And it was just that, I don't want to say apocalyptic sound, because that's not necessarily the sound of the album or what I was going for. It was more so kind of the looking into the great abyss, that sense that the name gave me. And when I was writing the music, that's what was in my mind. It was a bigger than life feeling, and that's what I wanted to portray in the music. So where it came from was just, had a great moment of realization in my life where I got to look at myself almost from the outside and look at the music and what I do and the people around me, and that's what the song and album reflects.
And I hear this will be the first time you're pressing vinyl?
Yeah, like I said, it was first time looking from the outside, and I wanted to take, you know, such a special experience and put it into something a little different. I've always had CDs, which are fantastic, and I likely down the road may press one. But vinyl is something that I always had my heart into, and it gave me a chance to kind of put a little bit of the music that I love into something I love, which is vinyl. I have a big collection myself. And it was something that I figured my fans would love as much as I do. So, hence the result.
Well, tell us about the video, as the teaser is very intriguing.
Of course. So the video, actually, very happy to say, was done in part with a longtime childhood friend. We grew up together, and he started a company called Texer Media. In turn, we had been talking about doing something, you know, over the last 6 years. And when the song came up, I had the location, I had the resources, and I had the team around me to help me do it. I got a hold of him and said, here's a song. This is the video we need to do. We came up with the storyboard together, and we recorded it together. It was done all at the hands of friends and, like I said, this great circle of support around me. And it was really an ode to all the good times and good videos that we've done in the past, keeping the theme with the things I love, like cars and, of course, the people around me.
So you're also planning to launch an acoustic album?
Yes. So the acoustic album has been in the works for about 4 years now. Its release date is not yet set, but we're looking at somewhere around early 2021. It's been, like I said, in the works for a while, and we're planning tours around it along with music videos and releases. So definitely stay tuned for that. There's going to be a lot going on in the social media over the course of the next year, introducing my partnership with Faith Guitars, or Faith Acoustic Guitars, I should specify, and the album.
And you've kept a very busy schedule, having performed at Casino Rama along with many other venues in the region. Any plans for a tour in the near future?
Unfortunately, no tours are planned, but it is looking like I will be headed back to Bermuda this year. Ooh. So last year, I had the great opportunity to live there for 4 months and play music 5 nights a week around the local bars. And the opportunity has been offered to me once again, though I won't be going for quite as long, just a bit of a shorter stint this time, as I'm more so focused on completing this acoustic album, which I know is going to be a massive project and something that I've been working on for so long. I'll be very happy to put my heart and soul into it.
Wow. Well, this promises to be another successful year for you. So what can you tell us?
Well, fingers crossed it all seems to go as planned. We're looking like heading back in the studio right around September, which should get us in time for that 2021 release date that we're striving for. Other than that, it's definitely going to be filled with a ton of shows and a lot of content. As for the partnership with Faith Guitars, I'm looking forward to putting out as much music as I can.
Wow. So where can we find more information on Lyric?
You feel free to head over to my website, www.lyricdoobie.com, or any of my socials at Lyric Doobie.
Well, thank you, Lyric, for being my guest and wishing you continued success with your upcoming new single and video. But before you go, can you please introduce one more song?
Of course. Thanks for having me. This song's called Sudden Death of Stars.
You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this song.
Miles into your eyes, dissonance.
A wrap for me. I would like to thank Larry Doobie for being my guest. Be sure to catch his latest EP and music video for Sudden Death of Stars. For more information, visit lyricdoobie.com or his social media platforms. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Donna Chickie. Beach Corner's broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from my homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner is also a regular feature in Beach Booster publication and can be seen on Wasaga Beach TV at Beach Talk. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster. You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, broadcasting from our studios in the Stonebridge Town Center on Main Street, in the heart of downtown Wasaga Beach.